Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
I know I'm early. I needed to get there fast. 7:17 here on this Monday edition of Palmetto Morning. 70 degrees already outside. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Well, a man who knows how to handle the heat is Representative Heath Sessions. He is a South Carolinian, a proud South Carolinian. And of course, when he's not here in York County, he spends the rest of his time in Columbia. And Heath Sessions, Representative Sessions, I was there on Friday shooting a story for CN2 News because South Carolina Day, National South Carolina Day, is coming on Thursday. And
oh, wow.
Spent time out there at the State House walking the grounds from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And when I'm telling you, water was pouring down my back of my shirt.
That's a special kind of heat.
Yeah, it is.
Folks who have never lived in Columbia, I went to Carolina.
Yeah.
It is special.
So how do you get used to it? Because I work there, and I'm still not used to it. In fact, my suit is in the car because I have to take it to the cleaners because it's got like a nice sweat stain in the back.
Yeah, right.
But how do you handle, like, what do you do?
So I told all of our freshman class this year when we were walking to lunch or walking outside the state capitol, we were blessed this year with cooler temperatures, more moderate temperatures. We had maybe 1 or 2 days, but you stay inside.
Yeah.
You know? you enjoy the 20th century AC and
please,
you know.
Well, we learned a little bit about our state house that, you know, it's built. It's got so much history to it, but they've had to modernize it for those conveniences that, you know, was not a luxury back when it was moved from the coast inland for
and
sure.
Did you go and find all the stars?
Right. Yeah.
There? Yeah.
The park ranger. So it falls underneath the South Carolina Park Service now.
A
real park ranger will give you a tour. And she was very impressed that myself and Renee knew that. I said, we came here in third grade. You don't forget stuff like that.
When Sam Rappers know that.
Exactly.
That's right.
When a cannonball hits your state capitol and you can still see the remnants of it, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's really neat. Well, you're not here necessarily to talk about the state house, though you are always great to let us know what's going on in Columbia. But you're here to remind everyone, our listeners, that former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is going to be in Indianland tonight.
Yeah, that's right. She'll be visiting Indian Land. Doors open at 1 o'clock, and the event starts at 2. She's going to be doing a town hall, so she's going to give some brief remarks and then take questions from the audience. I also would just want to talk about the debate.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I'm supporting Nikki Haley. Being from South Carolina, I'm very familiar with her. I thought she crushed it. I thought she brought some common sense conservative views. And I think she introduced herself to the nation very well.
She's not polling as high. And leading up to the debate, they were asking her about that. And she just said, listen, you've got one person who's gobbling up all the airtime. But she said after the debate, it's off to the races,
right,
so to speak. Someone said, one of the pundits said, she accomplished what many on that stage, they were able to accomplish. She was able to appeal to the Trump Republicans, the older Republicans in the party, as well as the incoming youth of the party.
Yeah, right. Well, I think her position on a lot of things is speaking truth to some of these issues, whether it's education, reducing our federal deficit, protecting our borders, and then giving all children, you know, choice in their education. I think those issues are first and foremost on parents' minds and voters' minds today, and I think that rings well. Regardless of the party.
And I also think, of course, she is taking national stages to do these debates, but she's also taking more of a grassroots approach with these town halls and really getting, you know, with the people. Do you think that's going to help her?
I think so. I think she has a strategy of she's playing the long game. She's doing the hard work state to state, especially in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. She has some homegrown support, obviously, here in South Carolina. But, yeah, I think she needs to get out there. She's introducing herself to those states, but also putting her name out there nationally. So I think we'll see that's reflected in the polls. I've been fielding a lot of phone calls, but then also seeing some of the polls where her post-debate performance and those numbers are rising.
Well, she made the rounds this past weekend on all the morning shows. She did go head-to-head with ABC News, George Stephanopoulos. He really questioned her and really grilled her on why she is saying that President Biden will, if elected or reelected, will not be able to fulfill his duties, and that a vote for the current president, Joe Biden, in the next election in 2024, if he gets the nominee, is basically a vote for Vice President Kamala Harris, because if something happens to him, obviously that's what happens.
Right.
They had a heated exchange. It is fair for her to say that. I mean, it's America. You can say what you want. It is also fair for him to question it a little bit. But she does seem to really be strong in that belief that at a certain age, you really there needs to be a line in the sand.
Right. Well, I think if you look at the numbers, I think the majority of Americans don't want to see a rematch of Biden and Trump. I thank all the baby boomers, not just political baby boomers, but my mom's generation in general, for all the hard work they've done for this country. But I think it's time that we turn the page and give it over to our generation of leaders to guide us. I think they're more relatable. I think they understand what's affecting Americans, not just the older generation. So
it is a head scratcher because, like you said, every poll that comes out from Fox News, NBC, CBS, ABC, Politico, no matter the poll, everyone says that they don't want a rematch of 2020. But yet the current president doesn't have much opposition in his party. The Republicans, the former president still is at like high numbers. I mean, there's a 40 number
right
gap between Trump and then what DeSantis and the rest. Why is there such a big disconnect across America when everyone says the same thing?
If you got to remember, folks who vote in primaries, that number is around 20% of Americans, right? So if you split that half and half, only 10% of folks who vote to choose, say, Nikki Haley or DeSantis, that's 10% of Republicans are choosing who we choose for president.
And you've got nine people who are vying for that seat, which I think is a lot.
Hopefully that field will narrow a little bit. I think the debate showed there's maybe three, maybe four serious folks. So hopefully by the end of the year that field will narrow to where Americans can really see some good options.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Representative Heath Sessions. He will be part of the welcoming former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who will be in Indian Land on this Monday for a town hall. Doors open at 1, starts at 2. RSVP. They're asking for that. Just get a head count. You can go to Eventbrite. You can also just check out her campaign 5 in Indian Land today. We call it the City of Lights. I don't know if that's the official title of it, but that's what we've all called it.
The INSP campus, I think, is what it used to be known as. So.
And Representative Heath Sessions says he's backing
legislator, bucking sort of the establishment on a state level. She then ran for governor. And I remember when Nikki Haley was running for governor, I said, who is Nikki? No, she took it to the people, and people chose her as governor. So, and then President Trump tapped her to represent us at the UN. So I think her resume speaks for itself. And that's why it was an easy decision for me.
Of course, her shirt is "Please underestimate me." You know, I think that's to your point. I think it's kind of been her political legacy a little bit. Of course, former Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin came in with the Tea Party and really endorsed her in South Carolina when there was a very crowded field for governor. And after that, the momentum shift. And then it was off to the races, so to speak. And she helped our state navigate some difficult times. Of course, the shooting at Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston. And then the events that followed with the removal of the Confederate flag from the top of the dome there, the state house. So
yeah, and again, she has a track record of making those hard decisions. Even though they may be unpopular, they're right. And she sticks to it. So I think her policies are grounded in personal principles. But she's also pragmatic. You know, she's reasonable. That common sense conservatism, I think, really rings true to the country.
Besides the debate, of course, there'll be more debates she's getting out and about. But what else does she need to do to get her poll numbers up? How can she translate her message, which is pretty strong here in the Southeast because we're familiar with it, to those in like the Republicans in Arizona, the Republicans in Arkansas, like mid-country out west?
I think her team and Nikki Haley have a very good plan. I think it's literally just grinding it out, doing that hard work of knocking on doors, doing the town halls, especially in these key three states, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. I think the national coverage will come with that as she keeps talking about the right message for America.
And what would you say to people just to actually get out and vote, because those numbers are also down? So what would you say to people to get them to vote? I mean, we say this all the time. If you don't go vote,
right,
you can't complain. What would you say?
And that's it. If you're not, you know, if you're either part of a solution or part of the problem, apathy is not the excuse. Now's the time to start researching the candidates who are running. Pay attention to the debates. If you can't, with social media and everything out there, there's plenty of opportunities to do a little bit of homework. Check these folks out, especially check out NikkiHaley.com.
Go to events like this.
Yeah, see where she stands on things. And
well, we have an opportunity here in South Carolina because we're the first in the South for the primary, so we will get a lot of these candidates coming in, hear directly from them, right? Mm-hmm. You might have seen them on the debate stage and said, I love that person, they're great, and then you see them in person, and you're like, wow. Oh, okay. Well, that's not exactly who I thought. So, and vice versa, you've seen them work the crowds. You see them on the debate stage. You're like, I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. Just how they handle people, how they handle a crowd. How do they handle questions from the audience? So the fact that we can hear directly from them is fantastic. And we live in this age now where prior to this, there was no social media.
Right.
The only chance to see these candidates were on a debate stage or in your neighborhood. But as you said, Representative Sessions, you can go to their Facebook page, all the candidates, learn about them, see what they stand for.
And there's so many podcasts out there. Everybody, it seems like, has a podcast, and candidates like Nikki Haley are always willing to go on and talk about the issues.
Well, the numbers are in. Fox News got 13 million viewers in its first Republican debate. It's a little lower than the first time it was with the former president when he was on the stage. I think they had 24 million back in August of 2015.
Right. But well, Trump is entertaining.
Yeah, he is. He was the Celebrity Apprentice for many years. He didn't get that job because he was boring and stuffy.
That's right.
For sure. But you can listen to former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. She's going to be in Indianland on this Monday, August 28th, for a town hall. Doors open at 1. The event starts at 2. It's at Crossridge Center, World Reach Drive in Indianland. Go ahead and RSVP. Representative Sessions, as always, sir, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.